today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special on a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. So we express our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world.
Ya Javad ibn al-Raza, Ya Javad ibn al-Raza. Javad ibn al-Raza, Ya Javad ibn al-Raza.
Today, Monday, is the 30th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer our condolences to all of our listeners on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. Imam Javad taught us a great lesson. What was that? Like other infallible imams, Imam Javad is a role model, leader, and an example to follow. The short life of this imam was spent on fighting against unfaithful and rebellion, just as our other imams, peace be upon them all, recorded a golden page in history through their endeavor for the sake of Allah. This noble imam, peace be upon him, also fulfilled an important part of Islam's comprehensive struggle through his activism, and he taught us a great lesson. That great lesson is that when faced with hypocritical and duplicitous powers, we should make an attempt to awaken people's awareness for fighting these powers. If the enemy displaces hostility openly and bluntly and does not practice duplicity, it will be an easier task. But when the enemy is like Ma'mun Abbasi, one of the Abbasid caliph, who disguises as sacred and an advocate of Islam, it would be difficult for the people to recognize him. In our time and in all areas of history, those in power have always tried to resort to duplicity and hypocrisy once they fail in openly standing against the people. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. Please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. I extend to you my sincerest condolences on the martyrdom of the ninth Imam of Ahlul Bayt, this shining star, Al-Imam Muhammad Al-Jawad Salawatullahi Alayh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts and minds with the light, the knowledge, and the guidance of Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Al-Imam Al-Jawad represented a divine miracle. At a young age, at the age of 8, he assumed the leadership of the imamah. And through his knowledge, he mesmerized the world. a young boy in those famous Baghdad debates demonstrated that Allah chooses the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and that Al-Muhammad, they carry the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Let us learn from the legacy of Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam to illuminate our hearts and minds with the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. In all aspects, in theology, in Quranic studies, in Islamic law, Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam presented and demonstrated his amazing knowledge in Islamic law in that famous debate between him and Yahya ibn Aktham, the high judge of the Islamic world. Yahya ibn Aktham asked the young boy, Al-Imam Al-Jawad, tell me about a pilgrim was going on the pilgrimage to Mecca, who hunted an animal. What's the penalty for that? He thought this young boy doesn't know anything in Islamic law. Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam surprised Yahya ibn Aktham by mesmerizing him with a follow-up question. The Imam alayhi salam basically was telling him, your question is too general, be more specific. So the Imam offers this follow-up question. The Imam alayhi salam tells him, tell me, where did he hunt the animal? Was it in the haram area around Mecca or was it outside of that? The animal that he killed, was it a small animal? Was it a big animal? Was it a bird or was it another type of animal? Did he know that hunting while in the state of ihram is haram or he did not know? Was it his first time hunting or second or third time, meaning it's a repeated offense? Was it during the day or was it at night? The one who hunted, was he a young person or was he an elderly person? Was he a free man or was he a slave? And he kept bombarding him with question after question. Yahya ibn Aktham was dumbfounded. He's the top scholar of his time, but he was dumbfounded. He lowered his head out of shame. I don't know the answer to these questions. Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam teaches us to master Islamic law.
مقام يا جواد الأئمة يا جواد الأئمة يا جواد الأئمة.
Imam Jawad's political role. Studying the historical documents stated by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, on one hand, and the attitudes held by the Abbasid authorities towards the Holy Imam, on the other, one can understand that Imam al-Jawad was at the top of the sacred political and ideological essence, and who practiced his activities in secret and had a leading status with a deep impact on awakening the feelings of the people. Books of traditions, history and narrations recorded for us some of these letters dispatched by Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam to his companions, followers and representatives, and which portray vividly the secret political activity of the Holy Imam and his companions and cause us to be acquainted with the ideological and political situation of that age. These letters reveal not only the existence of the deep relationship between the Holy Imam alayhi salam and his companions and how the financial assistance was presented to him from different parts of the Muslim lands to cover his needs in performing his activities, but also the existence of the Holy Imam's followers and his secret cultural and political activity at that time. Dear Shia Muslims, dear free men all around the world, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Jawad, peace be upon him.
Assalamu alaikum, ya ahl bayt al-nubuwwah, النبوة يا أهل بيت النبوة.
You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now we learn more about Holy Imam's martyrdom. When Mamun died, Mu'tasim ascended the throne. Mu'tasim, like his Abbasid ancestors, was worried about the leadership of Ahlul Bayt and their political and scholarly status. Therefore, he exiled Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him, from Medina to Baghdad in the year 219 AH. For fear of his popularity and extending his effect, he did this in order to draw the Holy Imam near the center of power and scrutiny and isolate him from practicing his popular political and scholarly role. Indeed, Imam al-Jawad was exiled to Baghdad from Medina and stayed in Baghdad until the year 220 AH. When he was martyred by poisoning by his wife Ummul Fadl at the instigation of the ruling Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim. His short life lasted 25 years and some months and was full of historical, ideological, and scholarly struggle and achievements. The Holy Imam alayhi salam was martyred in the city of Baghdad in the year 220 AH and was buried in the graveyard of Quraysh behind his grandfather Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, peace be upon him, the seventh Holy Imam, which was since then became famous as Qasim.
Al-Imam al-Jawad, salamullahi alayh. This Imam, although he lived a very short life, in fact, his life is the shortest among all the ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, being martyred at the age of 25 only, very young, which tells you the oppression that our Imams alayhim as-salam were facing and the difficulties they used to go through. Yet, even though his life was very short, yet it was full of knowledge. It was full of significance and importance and contribution to saving this religion. One of his titles is Al-Jawad. Jawad means the generous. Generous. You go to somebody's house and he is generous. You attend his table, his dinner, and he is generous. You find he will give you everything that he could afford. That's a generosity. It doesn't deal with how much money they have, rich or poor. No. It's a trait, characteristic. That's a human being, a regular human being. Imagine Imam al-Jawad, salamullahi alayhi, whose name is Jawad. Imam al-Jawad, salamullahi alayhi, we say to him, after saying to him, assalamu alayka ya kalimatallah, we say to him, assalamu alayka ya rahmatallah. Peace be upon you, O one who is a mercy of Allah. Mercy. A mercy who guides, a mercy who teaches, a mercy through his presence.
يا محمد بن علي أيها التغي الجواب
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the anniversary of martyrdom of the Shiite ninth Imam, and may our prayers be with his true followers. Wassalamu
alaikum. وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله.